And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Did you grow up with the NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and 80s TV? Do you like to think who would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. Comics, games, movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world.
It's time for another episode of Turd or Treasure. What is new this week? Well, I have been catching up on a bunch of movies and TV show reviews that I've had to do. Plus, as you've heard on This Week in Geek's main show, I've been jumping around doing some doctor's appointments sort of stuff. So I've been running around a fair bit. Haven't had really a chance to sit down and relax. I did, you know, just yesterday go and see two movies during a double feature at my local cinema. I saw Ready or Not, which was gory, fantastic, and ridiculous. And after that, I saw Angel Has Fallen. I have not seen Olympus Has Fallen or London Has Fallen, but I didn't really need to see either of them to know the premise and just sort of go in. It doesn't really expect that you do. You get a little more out of it, I guess, if you do know the characters a little more, but I had a pretty good experience. I saw it, and I thought I was going to be the only person to see either at the theater because it was early in the day, and there was nobody there until, like, a busload of senior citizens came in. And I mean, like, a busload, like 25 all at once. They all walked in, took, like, 5 minutes to get seated because some of them are, like, easily in their 90s. And I thought, okay, cool, this is going to be an interesting experience seeing a bunch of, like, 80s and 90-year-old people watching a super gory R-rated black comedy, and I was like, okay, Ready or Not, let's see what happens. And we're watching it, and I could hear them, you know, going, oh god, that's disgusting, but I could hear them laughing the whole time. They had a great time. You know, this is a different senior generation than what we've seen previously. Like, each generation gets more and more accustomed to and open to new ideas and new things, so it's interesting to see, like, some of these people are, like, on the younger end, they were, like, the old hippies, and the older end, they were kids born, you know, during World War II, right beforehand. So it's funny to see how they're, you know, into more things than what old people traditionally used to be. After that movie ended, I was like, okay, I got about 15 minutes before I got to go see my other film. So I went, okay, I went, got some popcorn, went and sat down. The entire busload followed me in to see Angel Has Fallen. And a trailer played beforehand for Midway, the new Roland Emmerich film. You might know from doing Independence Day. Was it The Day After Tomorrow, 2012. He does those big disaster picks, and like Universal Soldier, the first one. He's one of those guys that just does a lot of disaster pictures now, and it's like every year or two he has one of these big ones come out, and they're usually ridiculous and stupid. But Midway is supposed to be as closely based on fact as I think he's done before. So it starts out, good actors in it. It looks like it's competently shot with the lighting and everything. It looks like it's going to have a bad script, though. Very, you know, rah, 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 America, America, America. That doesn't sit too well with the old people in the audience. I can hear them visibly booing the screen. Boo! We don't want any more World War II films. One person said, I lived through it. Why would I want to see it again? And I'm thinking, like, who else is this for? This isn't for, like, anybody. You'd think it would be for all the veterans, because, like, young people, we learn enough about it in school. We don't need to see a fictionalized version of what we learn about in history. So I thought, okay, you know, is it just that this particular crowd doesn't like it? And then the planes came on screen, and there was just some terrible, terrible CG. Like, I could tell it's terrible. Usually old people can't. And I heard multiple people going, wow, those planes look bad. And one guy said, I flew planes in Korea, and they don't fly like that. The physics are wrong. So hearing all these old people that are in their, like, 70s, 80s, and 90s pick apart this trailer. And then they showed a trailer for Terminator, Dark Fate, right after. And then they all went quiet. And then some people said, that looks really good. And so it's like, this is like the old people crew that I should, like, be adopted into, because they're my kind of old people. So Angel Has Fallen comes on. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Big, stupid action film. Not quite as rah, rah, rah American-y as I thought it was going to be. Because those kind of films don't really work here. We don't have, oh my God, we got to save the Prime Minister. We don't really care as much. Like, it's, we don't do really the hero worship of the presidency or anything that people do in the States. We don't really hero worship our leaders, because they're just people. But that being said, they didn't do too much of that in Angel Has Fallen. It was more like, it was smart. I thought it was going to be way too much propaganda, but it was more, yeah, they're worried about the president because of the position and politics and blah, blah, blah. But it was more about the personal relationships they had in it, which, you know, really humanized it instead of making this president this all-seeing, all-knowing figure. It was more like he's just a really good guy, and I like that. So thoroughly enjoy both. If you're going to see anyone, try to see Ready or Not before it's out of theaters, because it sort of slipped under the radar. Angel Has Fallen is a big, dumb popcorn movie you can take your whole family to see. Yeah, they're swearing in it, so it's rated R in the States. I think it was rated PG here. I don't even think it was PG-13, because swearing doesn't really do that for us. And it wasn't, like, overly gory or anything. It was just a good, fun action film. So that's what I've been doing this week. I finished Remedies Control. Finished one other game that I'm going to have in here for review, which is Wreckfest. Sort of seeing what's going to come up in the next few days. I've actually got some things on the go, and I'll talk about that sort of at the end of the show. So what do we have? We got three different reviews during this show. We're going to have two that are like releases, Blu-ray releases, and then one that's the game. So first, we're going to have Play Dead and The Passing, which are two films from Vinegar Syndrome. Then we're going to have Wreckfest. And after that, we're going to come back and do The New Kids and White Line Fever from Mill Creek. Those are two new Blu-ray releases from them. And then I'll come back and sort of finish off the show and explain what we're doing and what I'm up to for the next little bit. It's going to be an interesting sort of weekend. It's going to be pretty busy.
Basically, you're the geeks.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
Holy shit, you geeks are badass.
I have a pair of Vinegar Syndrome releases to talk about. They're The Passing and Play Dead. Play Dead is your standard haunted, satanic, ritualistic dog-killing movie. And I don't mean killing the dog. I mean the dog killing people with weird accidents. So the basic premise of it is Hester Ramsey lives in a cavernous old house with only her pet Rottweiler, Greta, to keep her company. Bitter and alone, she blames her estranged sister for stealing away her one true love, Sam, decades earlier. Following her sister's death, she begins to plot a diabolical revenge, using the knowledge of the black arts to place a spell on her dog, then gifting the satanic beast to her grief-stricken niece. And then, mayhem ensues. It's a pretty standard but fun early 80s, 1982 to be exact, horror film. And I love seeing these ones that I've never seen before. There's a new print. You know, they scanned it in at 1080p. So this isn't like an upconvert from a DVD or anything. There is a video interview with the director, audio interview with the actress from the film, original theatrical trailer. There's reversible cover art like most Vinegar Syndrome releases have, which is fantastic. And, you know, it's in mono, but that's pretty standard for a lot of these low-budget horror films from the time period. And it looks fantastic. It's a good, fun, you know, throw it on the afternoon, laugh with your friends kind of movie. The dog is cute as hell. So it's kind of not really as satanic as you'd hope it would be. And then as for The Passing, we got a slightly different type of tale here. The Passing is about two World War II veterans, and they're living in sort of an old crumbling house in Baltimore. There is a young guy that lives with his family, you know, near them, that his wife gets attacked by a robber, and he ends up killing the person, gets convicted. Through a whole series of events, ends up in a program where he could get out of prison if they transfer the mind of one of the old guys into his body. It's sort of a weird, like, not Freaky Friday. It's like basically two people inhabiting one body, one person fighting it off, one person wanting to inhabit it and live in there forever. And then the weird, you know, pseudo sci-fi horror that it involves with two people in one body sort of thing. Pretty cool. You know, really inventive. It was low budget, but the director apparently worked on it for years trying to get it done. It was a 7-year project, which is pretty cool when you see somebody able to complete something like that. It's from 1983. Again, it's a brand new scanned, you know, 1080p Blu-ray. There's an audio commentary with the director. There is a Water Under the Bridge, which is an interview with the producer. Passing Time, an interview with the cinematographer. They always go all out with these releases, putting as many new features on as they possibly can, because these were not available in any other way before this. A bunch of short films, 4 of them to be exact, from the same director, you know, showing off, I guess, the progression, getting to the point where he was able to direct this film. Reversible cover art. It's in mono again. In the original aspect ratio, this is full screen. So, you know, it would have been direct-to-video back in the day or limited release in theaters. But it's pretty cool that they preserved that. They didn't want to crop it or do anything. Both releases are, you know, really unique in that it's not something you'd normally see in stores. But I love that they're really mining a lot of these 80s horror and sci-fi that you've either never heard of or might remember from an old cable program reruns on TV, you know, back in the early 90s or something. So, you know, at about $20, $25 a piece, depending on where you buy them in Canada or States, they're totally worth it because you get a lot of features and a lot of you know, high-quality releases from Vinegar Syndrome every single time.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You shouldn't go to Barnes & Noble and buy 10,000 books just so you can build a book fortress and yell out, "I am your book leader." You shouldn't buy 147 copies of War and Peace, stuff them inside turkeys, and serve them at Thanksgiving as turbookins. And you definitely shouldn't buy up all the copies of Dork Diaries, causing the neighborhood kids to stage a protest in your front yard. But you could. Because at the Barnes & Noble Book Haul, you can get over 1,000 titles for 50% off. Stock up at your local Barnes & Noble. Turbookins are fictitious and should not be cooked at home.
This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager. And that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers.
Wreckfest from THQ Nordic is a hybrid racing and like demolition derby style game released on the PS4, Windows, and Xbox One. Now, I reviewed a copy on the Xbox One, and it plays flawlessly with, you know, zero frame rate drops. Decent sound design. Graphics are pretty good. They're not going to blow you away. There's no HDR, and it's not like... It's like a high-end PS3 title or like a first year or two PS4 title, if you can sort of get that idea of the graphics. It's not super high-end. It's not a budget release either. It's sort of somewhere in between. Is it, you know, like a Burnout-style game? Not really. It's more like Flat-Out, where you're racing, you're smashing into people, knocking them over, crashing, wrecking your cars. The physics is more realistic than what you'd expect in a lot of those arcade-style racers. It does have modes where you're playing on, like, a lawnmower smashing into people, and the goal is to smash into them and wreck their vehicles. Pretty straightforward. Nothing over the top, that stands out as far as being, you know, new and innovative. It's just a nice, fun arcade multiplayer racing game. As far as, mechanics or anything that was wrong with it, it didn't have any crashes. It's just a well-made game, and it works just fine on the Xbox. You can play multiplayer on it. You can play single player. There's a campaign mode. There's challenge modes. All your basic stuff. Check out a video on YouTube. I think you're probably going to like it if you liked those old school, like late 90s, early 2000s racing games that had destructible cars and destructible environments. It does take a little bit of getting used to with the steering and stuff, because there's a weight and difference to every single vehicle you drive. So certain vehicles, if they're front wheel drive, will feel different than back wheel drive or 4x4. All, you know, it's not like a one size fits all, which is good, because we're in a day and age now where people are used to having high end physics in games. And this is no slouch. It has the physics down pat. The graphics, are perfect in that they don't really slow down or give you any hiccups. I didn't notice any graphical issues or slowdown. I am playing it on an Xbox One X, so that might make a difference. Playing it on a regular Xbox, who knows? But I believe it's designed in a way that can scale without any issues. So it's something you might want to check out a video or two on YouTube for it. As far as retail pricing on it, it's about 20% cheaper than a regular game. It's retailing for about 50 to 60 Canadian instead of 79 like usual. So if you're going to get it physical, pick it up at Amazon, or I guess if your GameStop still exists, or in Canada, EB Games, you can pick it up. If you're going to get it digital, pick it up in any of the stores. You can pre-order it. It's out on the 27th, which is tomorrow. And right now, I am going to go back and play a little bit more of it, because it's actually a pretty fun game to play when you're just relaxing. So that's Wreckfest from Bugbear Entertainment, published by THQ Nordic.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Hold that thought. It's crapper time.
I have the next two releases in Mill Creek's, VHS rewind sort of series of Blu-rays, where they put a Blu-ray movie out they haven't had in their library before, and then give it a brand new slipcover that makes it look like a VHS rental from the 1980s, which is pretty freaking cool. I just like the design of these. Now, the two releases are White Line Fever and The New Kids. So both of them have stereo DTS Master Audio tracks, so the audio sounds clean and fine, nothing to write home about, but it's going to sound better than it ever has on VHS or DVD in the past, which is cool. Visually, they're both fantastic upgrades to 1080p. They look like they've been scanned in for new releases. These are not like using an old print or something that's upconverted. There are no other features on them. They're just bare bones releases, but they're releasing, you know, depending on where you buy them, what country, at about $10 to $15 per release, which is a decent enough deal. If you get them on sale, I think Amazon has them sometimes for like $8 or $9, which is pretty freaking cool. Now, what are these? I had heard of White Line Fever before. I ended up liking both of them, but White Line Fever I had heard of and never actually seen. So it stars Jan Michael Vincent, you might know from Airwolf, and Slim Pickens is in it as his mentor. Slim Pickens, if you're a Western fan, you'll know who that is. For those of us that aren't, you probably know him from Blazing Saddles. He played the evil cowboy that was trying to drive everybody out of town. So here's the basic premise for this film. It's about Jan Michael Vincent, who he arrives in Tucson with his bride and a diesel truck named Blue Mule. He basically wants to get a job, and Slim Pickens helps him find one. He's an old friend. and he subsequently doesn't want to transport illegal goods, which is what everybody else is doing at that one company, and mayhem ensues, and then he has to take a stand to not allow, you know, stop smuggling stuff, stop drugs, drop the illegal trade. And it's from that era in the late 70s where the truck driving movie was popular, Convoy, you know, that sort of Breaker Breaker, that kind of thing. So when everybody had that fascination with driving across America, which I wish they'd bring a lot of those movies back. So it holds up pretty well. Again, no special features, but a better looking movie version, like print of it, than you probably have ever seen before. And moving on to The New Kids, this one was more interesting because I'd never heard of this before. But it stars Lori Loughlin from Full House fame, and I guess prison now because she's the head person in that scandal about bribing universities to bribing people to get her kid into university, that big Hollywood scandal. So taking that out of account, it has her and James Spader in it. So here's the basic premise of it. It's directed by Sean S. Cunningham, the director of the Friday the 13th film. So it's sort of a teenage horror. Think Fear that came out in the 90s with Marky Mark. It's that sort of idea where it's like a teenager terrorizing another one. So basically, two teens go to live with relatives in a small Florida town, but trouble begins when members of a vicious gang led by James Spader bet on who will be the first to seduce the innocent Abby, played by Lori there. When she spurns their obscene advances, the thugs embark on a sadistic campaign of vandalism, arson, and assault. The savagery escalates until she must defend herself in a sinister, brutal fight to the death in a carnival midway. So, it's rated R. It is weird seeing James Spader, like with blonde hair. First of all, with hair, because it's been so long that we've known him as the character sort of that he's been on, like Boston Legal, The Practice, and The Blacklist. But if you remember back in the 80s and early 90s, he was a sex symbol before he lost all his hair, gained some weight, and became this huge gravitas actor. So it's interesting to see him. That's the earliest movie I've ever seen him in. Prior to that, the earliest movie I'd seen him in was probably Stargate. So does it hold up as an 80s like teen terrorizing movie? Yeah, it's pretty good. It's something that I'm surprised I'd never seen before, and you might want to check out. I'm going to bring these over for Birdman to check out because I know he'll be super into both of them.
Those magnificent bastards!
Color me kooky, but something very odd is going on around here.
You're not allowed to talk anymore.
And that's just about going to do it for the show. So what do we have coming up? Well, this week, right now, I'm recording it on the day I'm releasing it. So this is Wednesday. Thursday, I've got to go doctor's appointments, get some blood work done for the clinic so I can probably get my second surgery, for the weight loss surgery. So I've got blood work tomorrow. My brother's coming over tonight. We're going to maybe watch some of the stuff I've got for review. We'll see what he's up to. Friday, I have the back-to-school guide finalized since it's right before Labor Day weekend. And, you know, it'll sort of be, you know, a guide on if you're going back to college, especially, but, you know, high school, what are some ways you can get around gaming on the cheap? What are some good, reasonably priced accessories and things you can have? And it's going to be culled from some of the reviews that I have. I had some other stuff come in for review or things I purchased myself that I wanted to compare with and sort of talk about, you know, at what point is it too cheap or at what point are you paying too much money, that sort of thing. So we're going to cover things from headphones to even television sets to how to get away gaming on the cheap, how you can get away with streaming and video on the cheap, and sort of go from there. It'll be sort of an all-encompassing guide, probably about a half hour to an hour, depending on how deep I get into some of the topics. And I believe Birdman's going to try to have a couple things in there that he wants to talk about. He's going to send me a segment so I can throw in. And we're going to have that out sometime Friday afternoon, I believe, so you can listen to it over the weekend. I know in the States a lot of people are already back in school, but this guide has basically made more for Canada. But at the same time, now is when you're going to get some of the even better deals in the States. Since people are already back in school, whatever was already back to school sale, it doesn't just go up in price. A lot of those things are going to actually be clearanced out now because they want to get rid of that stock and get ready for the Christmas season coming up. So that'll be something to listen out for. I know Birdman and I are trying to figure out a time so that we can do more Twig After Dark. And I'm trying to put together a new intro and outro to that, which is going to be really funny if I can really make it the way I want to make it. And we're still trying to get together to do some prototype and some commentaries and everything. It's just about scheduling because I know I've had a few doctor's appointments, but with Birdman, it's been a lot of medical stuff going on. And then just sort of trying to schedule things out. We want to get into the right groove come September. So that's going to be it for the show. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, son, now you're starting to scare the viewers.
Just act normal.
I'd ask you to do the same, but I'm afraid that ship has sailed.
Why are there so many ostriches?
But you have a game that is dipped in the fuck. Ha
ha! Ropey, thick, window cocking.
So guys, we'll be right back right here on This Week in Geek, only on thisweekingeek.net and many other sites where I syndicate this crap, because I'm a media slut.
I like turtles.
Loose like your mom.
That's right.
No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to?
Me lucky tater tots.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Check out our website at thisweekingeek.net for more geek content and subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Follow and message us on Twitter at This Week in Geek. And check out our Instagram at twig_official_podcast. And if you're the good old-fashioned email type, send us an email at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. We'll see you next time. And remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Eric, your little friends are here.
Mom, you want to see what I want for Christmas?
Eric, it's only Halloween.
That's only 72 shopping days left for you. Come on, fat ass, we have to go. Hey, don't call me fat.
Mom, don't laugh.
I'm sorry, hon.
I can't go with you guys right now. Yes, you can, Porky. Mom,
Oh, that's not funny, boys. Eric isn't fat, he's big-boned.
He must have a huge bone in his ass, then.
God damn it, Mom! God, I hate you guys.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The internet can be your window to the world or an open door that lets cyber criminals in. Online theft, webcam spying, and identity fraud are all on the rise. But you can stay safe with Kaspersky Lab, the world's most awarded internet security. Kaspersky protects your money, privacy, identity, and data with technology perfected over 20 years. So keep exploring. Kaspersky Lab will keep you safe online. Learn more at Kaspersky.com.